Union Bank by VeriBank Inc.
And Kathy Dawes, and have a room full now of folks. And of course, we're going to be talking about the Sea Clyde Run and all the exciting things that are going on right now with the College of Business Administration. We have Dean Emeritus Sea Clyde Jones with us today. Also, we have with us Dean Kevin Gwinner, and then Assistant to the Dean, Melanie Horton, with us today, too. So appreciate all three of you being here. Exciting times. And I know, Sea Clyde, this run's been going on now quite a few years.
This is the sixth annual, and I'm so excited about this because we have raised around $100,000 in the previous 5 years. And I just checked this morning, that would allow us to support 600 Manhattan families who have financial need. And that just makes me a happy heart.
I imagine it does. Well, this year it's on Saturday, October 28th. And Dean Gwinner, I know that it has to mean a lot, too, to the college and kind of what that's all about, too.
Absolutely. We're so glad that we can support it with our students and faculty and staff. It's been a neat thing for students to rally around. And hope everyone comes out on that Saturday and joins us.
Melanie, I imagine there's a little bit of work involved when you put something like this together.
There is a little bit of work involved. We're very fortunate to have some great students. This effort is led by our business ambassadors in the college, and we have co-chairs each year. This year, our co-chairs are Amy Scott Sanger and Morgan Ziegler. So they're putting all of the staff together from our students to make sure everybody's safe on the day of the race and making sure the registrations are in order and all of that good stuff that we need to do. And they will set everything up that morning to get us ready. So they're going to be out on a Saturday morning at about 6:30. And that's a big commitment for college students.
A little bit of competition with the students, too, I think. I don't know if C. Clyde wants to address that.
Yes. We have not had a huge student participation. I think 90 is the most students we've ever had at the run. And I started thinking this year, you know, there must be at least 20,000 students in Manhattan from K-State. 10,000 of them undoubtedly run for exercise every week. Why can't we get 500 of them out for the run? And to enhance that, I actually organized a competition among the Greek houses. We have a beautiful traveling trophy for the sorority and the fraternity that have the most participants at the run. And in addition to that, the Hy-Vee has offered to cater a dinner for the two winning organizations. So I thought, hey, we may have 1,000 students.
Well, that's exciting. That definitely is different. And I know, too, that we probably should emphasize its sponsorships and the Shepherd's Crossing aspect, too. We want to tie that in, too. We don't want to forget about Shepherd's Crossing.
Well, as I said, we have roughly $100,000 over the last 5 years that just all goes to Shepherd's Crossing. It's basically a net because the expenses that we incur for the run are basically taken care of by registrations for the run, so we don't have a lot of, we don't have to tap that sponsorship fund very hard. Right now, we're a little behind where we were last year. We had 21,000 cash. I just checked this morning, we're at 18,000 in cash, and we still have a couple of weeks to go where sponsors can still get their money in and appear on our advertising, because when they do give sponsorship, they appear on our shirts and all printed material and widely publicized. And let me tell you, at this time, one of our best sponsors is the Manhattan Broadcasting Company. Every year, stations here have carried spot advertising the run. This year, Coach Snyder, Amy Mortimer Garman, who was a distant runner for K-State, and our own Dave Lewis have made the PSAs for us, and they've been running since actually around the 1st of October, and they'll run for a total of 3 weeks. And I tell you, we couldn't ask for better sponsorship than that. And Kathy, that allows the station to have at least 4 runners And so get your running shoes on.
I used to do 10Ks, but my knees don't allow me to do that anymore. But we ought to mention, and then there's Midge's Mile. That, you know, I knew Midge quite well, and I think it's wonderful that you have that, too, as part of the whole thing.
Well, this is really interesting. Melanie can probably fill this in better than I can as its origin. But Dean Ale Malekcica, who was our dean prior to Kevin, came up with this idea. He credited his students with it, but as I looked at the proposal that he gave me, it was a four-page, beautifully written proposal. I'm sure the dean had a heavy hand in this. But at the time, they did include the mile, and I don't think it was called Midge's Mile the first year. That dear one left me the 1st of May 2016, so it has a special sentiment for me. And I'm trying to get my knee rehab so I can walk Midge's Mile this year.
Very good. And I don't know if we need to give more specifics about the run itself. Anything else we need to add that way, Melanie? And if you want to give us some history, too, about some of that?
Well, one thing I do want to add is we incorporated last year in the run, it's near Halloween. So we invited families or anyone to dress up in costumes. We had a number of families come out with their children dressed in costumes, so we had a costume contest. And that was a lot of fun. And it turns out, and Clyde was not a judge, but his great-grandson, great-great-grandson, right?
No, just great-grandson.
Great-grandson, who was a little one-year-old in a stroller dressed up like a little tiger, as I recall, got the prize. And it was so cute that we had that. So we have fun. It's a family fun day. That's why we do the mile, so families can easily come out and participate with their children. Or those of us whose knees may not work as good might be able to walk that mile and still have fun. And we thought giving tribute to Midge was so deserved and so appropriate because C. Clyde, as wonderful as he is, will tell you he couldn't have accomplished very much in his life without his great Midge alongside of him.
Absolutely. And Kathy, I think we need to tell folks that this run will be held at Bosco Plaza on the K-State campus, and registration on site will start at 8 a.m. for people who have not signed up in advance.
Although I'm guessing you encourage people probably to sign up. Melanie's shaking her head very much yes.
Well, one thing is, of course, T-shirts. Everybody wants their T-shirt for the run, and we need to have those registrations. We have to order those shirts by the 14th of October. So I'm encouraging everybody to get their registrations in so you can guarantee you have a T-shirt by then.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:48, and I know we want to hear more about the College of Business Administration, too, and I know Kevin's here to share some information that way with us also. Again, you're listening to In Focus, along with Dean Emeritus C. Clyde Jones, also Dean of the College of Business Administration, Kevin Gwinner, and Assistant to the Dean, Melanie Horton. 537-1350 if you'd like to enter in on the discussion today.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.